You're on 981-2NM. I always enjoy just speaking to Jason Linnane, except on one particular occasion, and we've probably stumbled across it now. How are you this morning, mate?
Yes, mate, I'm going really good. Being a Knights supporter, we're bathing in glory from the weekend, and I can only feel pity for Canberra supporters.
That's the least that we deserve at this point in time. And it was a nice ride while I had it.
Mate, everything in life's cyclical, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have your time at the top, and you sort of go back in the bottom, and you work your way back up. But
we need to move along and talk about business. You got some grants and funding for local infrastructure coming your way.
Yeah, we were lucky last year. Like, COVID didn't bring, or hasn't brought many good things to our community or to our globe, for that matter.
Fair to say.
But our federal government has been very active in releasing money to local councils, amongst other parties, but to local councils to try and stimulate local economies. So we've been working really hard with those monies to making sure we identified a range of projects that was suitable for local contractors to do, because some of the works we do, local contractors aren't geared up for.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff where they can be involved. So we're taking a really strong focus on that. And just the other day, we've just commenced work with Perriman Tui, who are doing a $50,000 upgrade to the Scotch Flat RFS building, which is really good. It's new toilet block, refurbishment of the toilet block, a new septic system, new water tanks, those types of things. But across the whole program, we're doing an amazing amount of work with on 74 George Street, accessible toilets at Alroy Oval, repairs at Howe Park Tennis Club, just to name a few. And we've done a really good job of making sure we handpicked, we cherry-picked those projects where our local contractors could do the work.
Yep.
We've been using this process to reform and improve our approach to how we do procurement. We've got a new guide doing business with council, which has just been about to be launched, which will help us create those better partnerships with our local businesses, because we are really keen, as much as possible, and we do have restrictions in certain spaces, but really keen to be able to engage with our own local suppliers and spend the local money in the local community.
Hey, that's exactly how it's meant to work. Now, last Saturday, you had your tyre drop off. You got some stats. How many tyres have you inherited, mate?
Yeah, wow, like, fair dinkum. It's just such a roaring success. We had over 700 tyres collected.
That's a lot.
that's a lot of lifting, isn't it?
It is, yes. I hope someone was there to help you out, mate.
Yeah, no, we've got brilliant staff out at Waste Management Facility, but they're also supported by contractors who are specialists in this area. So it was a well planned and well executed process. Like anything, first time doing it, there's some teething problems. And like anything, when there's major logistics involved, it won't be perfect, but all reports it went really, really well. What really sort of piqued my interest when doing the review the other day,
yeah,
every single one of those tyres, now we will be recycled. 85% of the rubber will be used to make a new tyre. 95% of the steel will be used to make a new tyre. And more than 60% of the greenhouse gases emitted to make the new tyres will be offset through this recycling program.
Fantastic.
It's a wonderful but simple way of delivering value to our customers, but also delivering betterment for our environment.
Once again, I'll point to the other councils and say, there's the way. Singleton are leading it. Follow suit, please. And you got another one coming up on the 4th of September.
Yeah, that rests on their laurels very long, do they?
No, they definitely do not.
4th of September. And with these sorts of things, because we know they're so well embraced and so much appreciated by our community, it's what we need to do. So, yeah, really good take-up. So, yeah, another one planned for the 4th of September. And in between now and then, we've got our second of what was a really, really successful mattress muster previously. The
yep.
Second one's going to be held on the 29th of May.
Excellent work. Now, just very quickly before I let you go, you guys are finalists for some awards.
Yeah, really proud of this. Really proud of our staff here at Singleton Council. We working for council, sometimes you get a few knocks. You get bouquets and brickbats.
Yep.
But local government professionals, which is an industry body representing, who has membership from councils all across New South Wales, has their annual awards. Couldn't be held last year because of COVID,
yeah.
Which was unfortunate because we were all winning last year too with our wellbeing program that we run for our staff. But this year, last Friday, I found out we're finalists in not one, not two, but three different categories.
Fantastic.
Which is really, it's really good because we love coming to work. You work for councils, you're doing it because primarily you want to give to the community and you give value in helping create community.
Yeah.
But it's great for our staff when they get this external recognition.
It's very well deserved. Very well deserved.
Yeah, really proud of the guys. Really proud of them.
All right, you guys keep up the good work, and you and I will catch up in a couple of weeks' time and to continue talking about what's happening around the Singleton District. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Bear. Have a great day to you and the listeners.